Apostle Paul's words in the Bible found in 1 Corinthians 13:11 say, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to my childish ways." This Sunday, some decades ago, I remember the moment I gave up some of my childish ways. The actual events that caused me to begin to grow up, I remember that feeling like it was just yesterday. You see, I loved Easter as a child. It meant a new outfit. It meant Palm Sunday and the Easter Bunny and plastic eggs and hidden baskets and more chocolate than I could have dreamed of. The best part was I did not have to share with my brothers. The basket had my name on it, and we had an unwritten rule. You do not touch your siblings' baskets because they would touch yours. So you stayed away from that. It would start with Palm Sunday. All the children at First Christian Church, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, would carry palms and walk down the center aisle, waving and yelling, "Hosanna in the highest!" And it would end the following week with Easter Sunday. A new outfit, matching shoes, everyone happy, everyone joyous. The resurrection of Jesus, Jesus no longer dead. Ah, but here's what happened. Somewhere along the way, someone clued me in on what was really happening. I put an end to my childish ways. The joy of palms on this Sunday, Palms Sunday, the excitement of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey and everyone singing, it would all end once I understood the events of Holy Week and how Jesus ended up in the tomb. Holy Week is a journey of extremes. A week that begins with celebration and ends with sorrow, only to rise again in triumph. Luke 19, 28 through 40 captures the jubilant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, a moment of joy and hope. Yet, as the week unfolds, we are drawn into the depths of betrayal, suffering, and ultimately, the resurrection. Today, we reflect on the emotional roller coaster of Holy Week and what it teaches us about faith, perseverance, and divine purpose. Today, we must ask ourselves, do we truly recognize Jesus as our King? Or do we hesitate out of fear or misunderstanding? Are we prepared to follow him, not only in joy, but also in sacrifice? Let's take a little journey through Luke's telling of Jesus' life and how each event leads up to our narrative today, that is Palm Sunday. The birth and early life, when we look at Luke chapters 1 and 2, Luke's gospel begins with the promise of the Messiah and the birth of Jesus. The angels proclaim to Mary, declares Jesus as the one who will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His presentation in the temple as a child, his emphasis, his identity as the long-awaited Savior. In Luke 3, John the Baptist prepares the way, declaring Jesus the one who will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Jesus' baptism, his time in the wilderness, establishes his divine identity and authority as the Messiah. Then in chapters 5 through 9, these chapters showcase Jesus' teachings, his miracles and growing influence. He heals the sick, he calms the storm, and he raises the dead, all pointing to his divine authority. Jesus predicts his suffering and death, preparing his disciples for what is to come. In Luke 9 through 19, starting with Luke 9:51, Jesus absolutely sets out for Jerusalem, signaling the importance of the city and God's redemptive plan. Along the way, he faces opposition, continues teaching, and invites followers into deeper discipleship. He tells the parables, illustrating stewardship and readiness for the arrival of the king. And now, at chapter 19, Luke reveals Jesus' identity, his mission, his teaching, all leading to the events of today, Palm Sunday. His entry into Jerusalem fulfills the prophecy that Zechariah 9:9 shares and invites reflection on his role as the humble king who comes in peace. Holy Week is an emotional roller coaster filled with exhilarating highs, gut-wrenching drops, and unexpected twists, all leading to the victorious finale of Easter Sunday. Let's journey through the Holy Week. What can we anticipate? What will we be when we ride this roller coaster? Experiencing the emotions that come with each turn. Joy and praise right now. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the people laid their cloaks, a sign of submission to a king, and they shouted, "Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." This was a moment of public recognition, the declaration of Jesus' authority. But while many rejoiced, others misunderstood his mission. They expected a political liberator, someone that would take charge over the rule the Romans had. Jesus did not come to establish an earthly throne, you see. He came to bring salvation through the cross. How often do we expect Jesus to fit into our plans rather than surrendering to his plan? Not everyone in the crowd celebrated. The Pharisees were troubled by the public display of worship and demanded that Jesus silence his followers. Jesus said, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." His kingship could not be denied. Not by the Pharisees, not by rejection, not by fear. If the people refused to praise him, even creation itself would proclaim his glory. This forces us to reflect. Are we boldly declaring Jesus as king, or are we staying silent out of fear? The Pharisees feared losing their influence, remember? They were in charge. They didn't want to anger Rome or cause a disruption, but fear must never silence our worship. We have a choice to proclaim Jesus or to remain silent. Though Palm Sunday was filled with joy, Jesus knew what was coming, the celebration. It wasn't the end. It was only the beginning of his journey to the cross. The same voices that praised him today would cry out in a few days, "Crucify him." The same city that welcomed him would soon reject him. Jesus embodied both celebration and sacrifice. And he calls us to do the same. Following Jesus is not just about moments of joy. It is also about perseverance through trials. As a child, I did not understand what happened between the joys of waving a palm and the sassiness that went along with the new Easter outfit. The upcoming week will be a roller coaster ride. Jesus enters Jerusalem to the sound of Hosanna, sung at the highest. As people welcome him as king, yet many understood his mission. He rides a donkey, fulfilling the prophecy, not a warrior, but a humble savior. The crowd lays cloaks on the road, signaling submission. The same voices celebrating him would call him to be crucified. Then, on Monday and Tuesday, Jesus cleanses the temple, teaches parables, and challenges the religious leaders. He drives out merchants from the temple, declaring, "My house will be called a house of prayer." He teaches about faith and love and the coming kingdom, warning about hypocrisy. Religious leaders plot their death on him, but you see, Jesus continues his mission. On Wednesday, the betrayal begins. Judas agrees to betray him for 30 pieces of silver. This day reminds us that sin often disguises itself as personal gain. Judas saw Jesus as an opportunity rather than as a savior. Then Thursday comes, the Last Supper in Gethsemane. Jesus shares his final meal with his disciples and prays in agony. He institutes communion, saying, "This is my body. This is my blood poured out for many." He washes the disciples' feet. A king who serves rather than demands service. In the garden, he prays, "Not my will, but yours be done." And Friday, the darkest day, the Son of God is crucified. He is mocked, he is beaten, and he is condemned despite his innocence. As he hangs on the cross, he declares, "It is finished." The veil of the temple is torn, signifying direct access to God through Christ. And then Saturday, there is silence and waiting. The tomb is sealed. Hope seems lost. The disciples fear their future. Yet even in silence, God has a plan. And then Sunday, the stone is rolled away. Sin and death have lost their power. The angels will declare, "He is not here, he is risen." His resurrection brings eternal hope and new life. We have been tossed and turned. We have reached the high part of the coaster as it dives deep and downward. We have had the highs and lows. Our crazy ride begins with excitement and anticipation. The crowd joyfully shouts, "Hosanna." And Jesus enters Jerusalem, celebrated as their promised Messiah. The energy is electric. The expectations are high. The tension grows. We will go through hope and exhilaration, confusion, tension, and anxiety. We will find love, sorrow, and deep agony. And there will be grief, despair, and abandonment. We will find times of hopelessness, doubt, and waiting. We will experience on this roller coaster shock, joy, celebration, and eternal hope. Think about the emotions I've mentioned. Embrace the roller coaster, even the parts that make you nauseous, the parts that make you want to stop the ride. Stay still and stay in those moments. Holy Week reminds us that faith is not just steady ground. It is a journey through highs and lows, celebrations and sorrows, doubts and victories. But no matter how dark the lowest moments feel, the ride will always end in the resurrection. The tomb will not be the final stop. You see, Easter is our victory. Amen.